way, all right? You guys are kooks. You're okay. Crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor. And first of all, let me say that I have never before endorsed a pain reliever. But when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, asked me to endorse their 100% drug-free product, I absolutely couldn't say no.
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Owen Schroyer here from Infowars.com, and I am entering CPAC 2020 a la Donald Trump. What can I say? I felt like it. Mike Lindell from MyPillow, you're more than a pillow salesman. You're an inspiration now, Mike. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Lindell, everybody.
One of the reasons why the internet is as great as it is, that social media is as great as it is not because of government intervention. It's not because Congress is doing more to control. It's that we're doing less.
Assuming Trump wins in 2020, I think we both agree. I think that that's where this goes. What do you think the left does? Do they get more violent? Do they calm down? What do you think happens?
Oh, it's only going to get worse from here because they can't comprehend that this guy that's not with the programming is doing so well for America. They just can't. They don't understand it.
My name is Jason Roberge. I'm running in the 7th Congressional District, and our campaign is focused on a number of issues, but the gun-grabbing issue, let's just talk about that. The governor wants to take away our assault weapons and whatever they call them, the rifles, the handguns. They want to basically do a whole ban on guns. It's ridiculous.
My name's Jesse Eben. I'm running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, so the current representative is Ron Kind.
What do you think is the pulse of Wisconsin right now as 2020 approaches?
Yeah, I think it's definitely leaning towards Republican and towards Trump.
I am now a congressional candidate. I'm still the same Laura Loomer. When I get into Congress, as you know, I'm an investigative journalist, and I'm planning on bringing my investigative skills to Congress and really being a voice for the people of District 21 and really a voice for the people of America.
And I've got Tom Special here, who's running for Congress in Virginia against Mark Warner. Very important person. We need to get this guy as much attention and over the hump to get that dirtbag Mark Warner out of there. And this veteran in there who cares about your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, and your freedom.
About myself, I'm a 28-year Army veteran, chief warrant officer, 10 years in the intelligence community, and Mark Warner sits on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. And it's time for these guys to go.
You guys are kooks. You're okay. Crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor. And first of all, let me say that I have never before endorsed a pain reliever. But when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, asked me to endorse their 100% drug-free product, I absolutely couldn't say no. There are simply too many people like me who are struggling day after day, night after night, with pain due to aging, exercise, or just everyday living. And of course, I only said yes because after years of my personal lower back pain, I am now pain-free.
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you. Goodbye.
There you go, a rousing diatribe of support from Sebastian Gorka. According to him, we're not real conservatives. We are snake oil salesmen and kooks. Well, these snake oil salesmen and kooks are largely the ones who got Trump elected.
Why do I have to leave?
What pass? I have a pass right here. I've been invited to multiple radio booths. So I'm being... All right. I just want everyone to know that CPAC is now kicking InfoWars out. I just want everyone to know CPAC is now kicking InfoWars out. God bless you guys. We love CPAC. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump.
Thank you.
InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, live on band.video. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, back in studio. Another week away. Another week of epic proportions. And then I land right back here in Austin, Texas, with you, live on the War Room. We've got some headline news stories today that will include now death totals from coronavirus in the United States increasing. It's now at 6. This has people panicking. You have the stock market, though, in the midst of this, having a record gain so far today. And then you've got the total and utter collapse of the Democrat Party right now, which I feel like we should go back to my last odds making, guys. Do we have that easily available to see where my odds making were? I feel like I did one more recently than that. I think we did one a couple weeks ago that maybe we can find. And we'll do the new odds making today with really 5 Democrat candidates left. And Bernie and Biden, the seeming front runners. I don't see Biden being a real front runner, just a Democrat facade of a front runner. And you have all the endorsements coming today for Biden from the Democrat establishment. Bernie, with the grassroots support, still gets 5,000 people at his rallies, sometimes 10. Gotta give him credit where it's due. No other Democrat can do that. Tulsi Gabbard hanging around. I don't believe Pocahontas has exited yet. Stage right. She's due probably to bow out next. And then there's Bloomberg, who's not going to go away because he doesn't have to go away, and he's filthy rich, and he probably has an ego. So he's going to cling on to this deal, and I still think, for my money, he's probably still my front runner. But we may do those odds making at some time today. But this is how it goes. I actually scheduled these guests last week, and it's so hectic when I try to do things on the road. And God bless the crew for bearing with it. But we scheduled these guests next week. Cyrus Parsa is going to be on to talk about some developments in big tech and the coronavirus. Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai was really chomping at the bit to respond to some of the coronavirus news he's seeing. And then Frank Kavanaugh saw something interesting on kind of the back end of it, the bureaucratic end of it, noticed something that was happening inside one of these government programs when it came to the coronavirus that was striking for him. And when I heard about it, it was striking for me too. So he's going to be joining us. And I really have the first hour wide open. Now, I've been live on the Alex Jones Show for the last 2 hours, so you probably see light news on my desk. So obviously the regular news ag not taking place today. So that kind of leaves me time to open up the phone lines, do some odds making, and get your take on what is developing. But for me, I'm just kind of doing the same thing, swinging at the fake news, swinging at the lies of the establishment, swinging back against the lies against the president of the United States, standing our ground, knowing where we came from, knowing how we got here, standing our ground against censors and anti-free speech and anti-American parties from all angles, and watching President Trump lead this American Revolution 2.0, dealing with more Benedict Arnolds, dealing with more traitors from the inside than we can even comprehend, from the CDC. It is the latest exposure where Rod Rosenstein's sister, you couldn't believe it, you couldn't write it if you were writing a James Bond movie. Yeah, that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy inspector general or the deputy chief, I forget the role he was at the FBI, wanted to spy on President Trump, send guys in, by the way. I mean, See, I'm not somebody that's going to sell you fool's gold. But I will tell you that there is going to be major developments in the Russian collusion hoax and the illegal spying within the next, safe bet, 2 to 3 months, aggressive bet, 2 to 3 weeks. Because certain other deep state operatives have been identified now, and that information is slowly making its way to the president. Now, that's a long, because this is how it goes. The president is so inundated now, unless he's spending whatever hour he spends on Twitter or whatever couple hours he gets to spend actually trying to look at news and read news and follow news, whether it's for business or pleasure. If he doesn't see it in that 3 hour time window when he's not just totally swamped, pun not intended or intended, in all the work that he's doing and everything he's trying to do, it's not going to get to him for maybe even a week. That's how inundated the president is. That's why some of his responses seem so on a time lag. Well, because they are. He is on a time lag. He's so busy, I can't even imagine. So unless he sees something when he's on his hour of Twitter a day, which it's pretty easy to know when Trump is on Twitter, when he's not. When he is, he's blowing up your Twitter feed. When he's not, it's silent. Usually gets to watch TV in the morning before he really starts to pound the pavement or the Resolute desk to begin his work. But he doesn't have the time to sit around and see everything anymore because he's actually working, doing the duties of the United States president, communicating with people, talking, dealing with the big issues. So does the president even know what's going on with the CDC right now? Does he know about Rod Rosenstein's sister being involved? That's the question. The best bet is either his son, one of his sons, who follows this stuff closely, gets him that intel, because he's probably not getting it from his White House officials. Now, if you recall, last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? Everything's a blur right now, quite frankly. I don't know. If you told me it's Monday, I wouldn't even believe you. But it is Monday, March 2nd. It is Texas Independence Day, by the way. Maybe we should have like a Texas flag behind me. I do like the Auroras Borealis. But maybe a Texan flag on the background today for Texan Independence Day. But it really is shocking. Just like it was shocking what they did to Kavanaugh that all came out. Just like it was shocking what Smollett did that all came out. Just like it was shocking what the media did against the Covington Catholic boys that all came out. This is just, honestly, that's kind of like table scraps compared to what they really will do. Stuff like Russian collusion, what they've done to Roger Stone. You just have to wonder if they're willing to do all that for their political agenda. What is really behind their political agenda? Why would people be that desperate? Why would people be that corrupt? Why would they be such phonies and such frauds? Well, they are that corrupt. They are that criminal. And you can do your own measurements to say, wow, they're going to commit this level of crime in the public. They're going to commit this level of crime for you to see. Well, what level of crime are they covering up in committing these smaller crimes to try to cover up the larger crimes? What are those larger crimes? Will we ever find out? We're all wondering.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I'm going to open up the phone lines before we get our great guests on. And they may even be willing to take some calls themselves. That number is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. What are we discussing today? The coronavirus. How this is being used against Trump, but then also the realities of it. The state of the Democrat Party. Stock market having a record gain. And we will also get to some other news as well. To just sit here and highlight the corruption day after day. You know, I was talking to Darren McBreen earlier. I think it was Darren McBreen, or maybe it was Greg Reese. Just, you know, the great team here at InfoWars. And they were saying, because I saw Tom Fitton at CPAC. I don't want to get back into it about CPAC. It's just so funny, folks. Like, let's just say they figured out real quick who's really the king daddy. You know, they can act like they don't know who we are, or we don't exist, or we're kooks and all this stuff. Well, they found out real quick, what the real case is. But I'm going to digress from that. My point is, we see Tom Fitton. No, I'm not talking about the. Just stop it right there, guys. Just don't bait me like that, please. All right. I don't need just okay. I'm moving on from this. My point is, Tom Fitton has been doing all the heavy lifting, literally, but also figuratively in the political sense. And we keep getting these devastating releases against the deep state. And so I've been around these people enough to understand, and I'm the same way. It's like you don't have time to relish your victory. You don't even have time to hold the trophy up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like in sports, when you win the championship, there's a whole thing. You hold the trophy up. Everyone celebrates. You have the parade. You hold the trophy up. You have a big thing. There's no time for that in politics. We don't have time to even accept the trophy. They say, all right, time for the award presentation. And then you're not even there. And so Tom Fitton just gets, you know, championship victory with Judicial Watch after victory, after championship, after championship, after then. And he doesn't even have time to hold up the trophy because it's like he's moving on to the next deal. And I can't even imagine the frustration. The same thing goes for James O'Keefe. He doesn't have time to relish in the victory of exposing the violent socialists in the Bernie Sanders campaign, exposing the fake news, lying about Russian collusion, how they all knew about it, exposing the Beto campaign, funding illegal immigration. I mean, my God. It's like they just won 100 games in a row. NBA champions. To receive the trophy, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. And he's like, well, where's James? He's working. He's out getting the next big hit, getting the next big story.
The winner for 500 knockouts against the deep state, Tom Fitton.
They raise a trophy. Where's Tom? He's exposing the deep state. He's moved on. And so we just sit here and we just see it's like, oh, new emails. Hillary Clinton lied about this. Oh, new emails. They tried to spy on President Trump before they admitted it. Oh, new emails. I mean, it's just like all day long. Release emails. Release documents. This, that. And it just nothing ever sits. Nothing ever hits home. And we just move on. So, we'll take your calls on all of this. We've already got the callers lined up. 877-789-2539. If you can get in pretty soon, there'll be a line open for you. We did a lot last week at CPAC. I want to thank all the great crew for making it possible, especially this War Room crew. It's even tougher to try to run this show successfully while I'm on the road and doing road work and hosting the show. You cannot give kudos to the crew enough for the great work they did. And you know, how about, I think it's time to really break a glass door here and give Dan some credit. You don't hear that name much. Still one of the newer guys here. Put out a horse face meme of me in less than 30 seconds. Record meme making time. I didn't know he had that kind of ability. So big ups to the crew. And remember, it's only possible. I'm only blessed enough. There's the champion. He doesn't even accept trophies either. See, he's already back to work. He's like, thanks for the trophy. I don't need it. I got to get back to work here. I'm making memes. All of it is possible. This great crew, me being a horse face weirdo. That's a real image, actually. I'm like Shrek or like Fiona from Shrek. When the moon goes down, I actually turn into a horse. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. No, but seriously, all jokes aside, the great crew and everything, being on the road, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so, I mean, we have the best deals. There's a rush on emergency food right now for obvious reasons. And we've run into this issue because we have the best deals on storable food, the best prices, the best quality. That's our nexus. We've been overrun with orders. And the good news is the company we work with still has the supply available. Now, the demand matched with the labor is causing a bit of a hold for you to get the food to your door. But the supply is still there. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got the best deal. So we're getting flooded with requests for emergency food, but we still have the supply to meet the demand, but it's taking a little bit of time. If the demand keeps up like this, who knows the state of emergency food for the next couple months, maybe even year. I mean, that's what the demand for storable food is like right now. It is wild. And so maybe that's a good thing. Hey, maybe the coronavirus doesn't break out. And then guess what? Every patriot who is aware enough to have storable food or the common sense enough to prepare in case there's a big outbreak like this, guess what? Now they're ready for whatever will happen. So let's hope it's not the coronavirus. But hey, you get the emergency food, you're good to go, man. You don't need it for the coronavirus. Guess what? You're set. 25-year shelf life on the food at InfoWarsStore.com. I myself doubled up my emergency food supply. Obviously, if you've been following InfoWars, we saw the writing on the wall. We saw the tea leaves. And so immediately upon that with the coronavirus, I placed my order. I doubled up. You don't want to need it, but if you end up needing it, you're going to wish you had gotten it. And that is pretty easy to figure. So InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, it's how we make all of this possible. When we come back, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. Andrew, Wayno, Bart, Manny, Chris, Sally, the list goes on. We'll be right back after this short break. It's Texas Independence Day. God bless Texas.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And this is a mug, an InfoWars mug, filled with Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I toast to this crew. A toast to this audience. What a magical mystery ride we are on indeed. All right, I promised I'd go to your phone calls. So I'm going to do just that. And I'm going to start with Andrew calling in from Texas. In fact, we're going to put Texas callers on a priority today because it's Texas Independence Day. Now, I'm from Missouri. Lived in Texas for 4 years now. Families lived in Texas for forever. I mean, I've got all kinds of family that's lived here or has lived here in the past or lives here now. So it's Texas Independence Day. It's too bad Austin has become the literal asshole of California. You know, normally I don't make a big deal of it, but maybe I should. I'm speaking to the Austin City Council next week. And let's just say they're going to hear it. I almost don't want to put it out there because then the mayor will probably go hide in his hole. But he'll probably do that anyway upon seeing my name on the list like he always does, that coward. In fact, they all may do it. That might even be more powerful than the message I have planned for them. But maybe I should promote that. Maybe I should get a bunch of people out there with me on March 12th when I speak in front of the city council. Because what they've done to this city is repulsive. And I'm wondering what the hell they're even doing. So I won't get off on that. Texas Independence Day. Let's start with Andrew in Texas. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, man.
Hey, Andrew, we're having a bit of an audio problem here. Can you try that again?
Hey, can you hear me?
That's a little bit better.
Oh, one second. All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So I just wanted to say what you did at CPAC last week was great. That was awesome stuff. Makes me really happy to help support the broadcast so I can go watch that kind of stuff happen. And on a side note, hey, you also give Nick Fuentes a job. I think that'd be really, really cool. It'd be awesome. But
I have to stop you right there, man, because honestly, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. I should just move right on because it's honestly just crazy. There's stuff that I really shouldn't even talk about, and I want to, but I'm not going to. But look, we did what InfoWars does best. We exposed the frauds and the cowards. Remember we used to do the coward and the fraud watch here on the War Room? Well, we just do it in live time now. But I do want to be on record, though. I have no beef with Charlie Kirk. Everyone's asking me what beef I have with Charlie Kirk. Never met the guy. He finally shook my hand after the third time. I had to basically beg for his handshake, a little recognition. I know all I do is tell Jerry Nadler he's treasonous to his face. The rest of you guys do it on Twitter. But it's fine. So I have no beef with Charlie. Probably a nice guy. Whatever he does with all of his handlers, that's his thing. It's none of my business. TPUSA is fine. I didn't even want beef with Gorka. He's the one that chose the beef. He's the one eating the beef now. So I want to get along with everybody. For the most part, I do. But for whatever reason, when you're as real as it gets, it just has a tendency to draw out the biggest phonies, Andrew.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. Like, that was really eye-opening for me. And I do think, like, there is a divide in the conservative movement right now. And I think that's, like, kind of an elephant.
Oh, but don't tell Sebastian Gorka that. He wrote a piece today saying that conservatives are more united than ever. I don't remember the exact headline. See if you guys can find it. He's literally celebrating how there is a divide and people are getting censored from CPAC, and then he writes a piece about how conservatives are more united than ever. Check your own pulse, Gorka.
And let's be honest. They know absolutely what they're doing. And they're pissing on us and saying it's raining.
Yeah, there it is from Gorka. CPAC proves that conservatives are united. No, it doesn't. It proves that phonies and frauds like you are industrial-level grifters posing as American patriots. That's what it proves.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But, man, I want to talk about this coronavirus thing because so I'm a student at UTSA, and we're already getting emails from the dean and whatnot saying that, like, all the faculty abroad are being sent back home, and they're being told to, like, self-isolate for 14 days. And I don't even think 14 days is enough because we've heard the incubation period is, like, 24 days, and they're not even being
But hold on a second. So I'm sorry. Go through this again. So abroad students that are enrolled at UTSA but studying abroad, they're come back in. They're told to self-isolate?
15 days, but they're not being ordered to. It's like advice. So they're being advised to self-isolate for 14 days.
That is incredible. Why wouldn't they? This is unbelievable. When you travel regularly, if there's an outbreak, they screen you before they can fly. Why aren't they just screening these students?
These are students from Italy. We had a study abroad program in Italy, and we know there's an outbreak in Italy now. And so everyone's coming back now, and they're saying they're asymptomatic, which is good. So they're saying they're not infected, but as we know, this incubation period is a long time. So I don't want to start any panic. Oh God, I hope this doesn't go to my school. But yeah, that's something I've been thinking about a lot. You know, and I got family who lives in Germany too. You know,
well, they just came out. They said this is the second one I know of. One in California, now one in Texas. They accidentally released someone. It may have been in San Antonio. I don't remember. They accidentally released someone with the coronavirus into the public who was supposed to be in quarantine. They accidentally released him. Second time, accidentally released. I mean, how the hell does that happen? And again, why aren't they doing mandatory screenings for these people? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh yeah, it's a dereliction of duty here. From like it's insane. Like,
but it could be like, beyond that. This could be criminal behavior to let the virus outbreak to make Trump look bad.
I completely agree. And like I've been telling my family, I've been telling my friends, like, hey, buy water. Like me, I have 30 gallons of water in my house. My buddy's got 60. You know, we've been buying storable food for the past week. You know, my parents live in Germany. I got family in Korea as well. You know, and my mom's got, her sisters are telling her in Korea about like what's going on. It's crazy. It's just actually like legitimately insane.
It just makes you wonder what's really going on, which we never get any answers of. We just have to deal with the aftermath. Thanks so much for the call, Andrew. Let's go to Manny, also in Texas, on Texas Independence Day. Go ahead, Manny.
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to bring up the fact that with COVID-19, most Americans can't afford a $400 emergency. So how are they going to afford a copay or something that is associated with COVID that's going to cost thousands? That's a lot of money that can get taken out of the economy right there as well. That's the first thing I wanted to kind of mention. And then the second thing is, right now there's a three-pronged attack happening where it's going into Europe, it's going into India, and it's going into Africa. If you also look, Turkey has been really cozy with Pakistan as well, trying to get nukes and then go against India, talking about Kashmir and backing up Pakistan. So Turkey's playing a really big game here. I just don't know if we all see the big picture.
Well, Turkey's kind of always been that. I mean, the physical geography of it is like a gateway. And so they kind of have had that ability to control that flow and use that as political leverage on a worldwide scale. And so, again, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, common sense, go back to the last caller and to this caller, common sense is you lock the borders down until you figure out what's going on with this coronavirus. They're doing the exact opposite. And so are you thinking, Manny, that maybe that has something to do as well with Turkey now saying, okay, we're just going to flood the Middle East and we're going to flood Europe with migrants?
Yeah, I mean, that has to be, you know, somewhere in their calculation, some type of leverage, some lever that they're pulling. You know, but when you really comes back down to home, back to us, how are people going to be able to afford going to get these tests if they're sick, if they got to take time off work? Is that not going to have a ripple effect on the economy as well?
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, to me, that's such a larger issue that's separate from coronavirus that really gets back down to how, and this goes to banks, really, and how they've rigged housing prices and the colleges, how they've rigged those prices to make the young Americans a bunch of debt slaves. So that's kind of a separate issue. I think is actually bigger than the coronavirus, quite frankly, is the financial slavery that has been instituted in this country with the housing market, with student debt, with the credit bubble. That's like a totally separate issue that many Americans are so in deep, they don't know how to get out of it, even if the economy's running great.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Don't want to get in my head, John. All right? Trust me. I say enough here on air. I let you into my soul, but you don't want to get into my head. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yikes. It's that old Gnarls Barkley song, you know? It's Texas Independence Day. We got another caller from Texas we're going to take. I'm trying to get some more news in front of me here when it comes to this coronavirus, but it's crazy stuff that's developing. And I try to remember what I've talked about on air and what I haven't when I'm on the road. Everything's kind of a blur. So I don't know if I talked about this, but apparently Steve Wozniak from Apple is claiming to potentially be patient number one in the coronavirus. I mean, make whatever you want about that. There it is right there. Checking out Janet's bad cough started January 4th. We had just returned from China and may have both been patient zero in the U.S. I mean, is that like a brag or like, you know, are you going to get tested? So that's odd. But the big reason with the stock market tank last week was, I'll use Apple as an example. There's a lot of different companies, but they used to fly executives to China 50 times a day, or 50 executives. Well, they cut that to zero. people saw that. They saw it happening in other places and they knew that line of communication was stopped. And so people are saying, what the hell is going on? They're selling off their stocks. Now, the stock market's obviously bounced back today. I don't know if China or if Apple's flying executives back out there or not. But so that was a big story there. But now here back in the West. Now, remember, I ID'd MSN as the new purveyor of fake news. It's like they're trying to reincarnate this old skeleton, if you will, that is MSN.com, which used to be a big site because traffic landed there. It's not a big homepage anymore, so nobody goes there, but it's like they're rejuvenating it as this neutral now voice of fake news. And the crew brought this to me. A rabid cow at a Texas rodeo may have infected attendees. Officials warn. They keep talking about this virus, but a rabid cow can't give you rabies unless it bites you. So what is this virus they keep talking about? Or is it fake news to scare people about the coronavirus? It's all developing, ladies and gentlemen. And again, Seattle area officials report new coronavirus deaths, bringing U.S. total to 6. I'm not going to sit here and freak out over 6 deaths. Now, you look at the table of how the coronavirus outbreaks now infects, that's the big danger. I mean, 6 people probably have died from a soda machine falling on them in 2020. But that's obviously not going to be a big news story. So is this a big news story? Is it not? There's a lot to be had here. With the intelligent design of this coronavirus, COVID-19, revealed by an Indian doctor, spliced with HIV, clearly made in a lab, is it a race-specific bioweapon? Does it have worse effects in Asia than it will in the West? These are real questions. These are real things we're dealing with. So can you even use that timetable of an outbreak and apply it to the West? And then where do you fall? Is it going to be the worst? Is it going to be not the worst? Is it going to be somewhere in between? How much of this is being intentionally done by anti-Trump operatives in the CDC, like Rod Rosenstein's sister? How much of this is being intentionally amplified with mainstream news? Its agenda has been to get Trump. And what is the real origin of the COVID-19 outbreaking in China? Still worse than anywhere. It's almost like that's become the backstory now, even though that's still the biggest story. Like, wow, what the hell is going on in China? But let's go back out to the phone lines. Drew in Texas. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, yeah, it's really funny that you should bring up the coronavirus, because on Wednesday, your episode of 21 The Podcast at 21thepodcast.com will be airing. And I just wanted to let the people of the War Room know that it is amazing what Owen Troyer is doing. And it's even more amazing when he's playing blackjack. But, hey, Owen, I have to return some videotapes, so I will check you later.
All right. Well, 21 The Podcast was the last podcast I was on. So if people want to go ahead and look into that, they can. Drew, native Texan, calling in on Texas Independence Day. Let's go to Wayno in Arizona. Go ahead, Wayno.
So thanks for taking it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead, Wayno.
All right, thanks for the call. So what's going on right now with me is I'm being attacked electronically, and I do believe it's AI, and I do believe what's happening is there's some 5G rollout where it's attacking the public, and I've been I'm going to try to explain this the best way possible, but when I drive down the street, I have documented proof. When I drive down the street, the street lights come on during the day as I approach them. At nighttime, the lights are so bright that I have to wear my sunglasses, and I got everything documented. Not only that, I wake up at night, and my face is just vibrating with just this immense pressure. I got a Jack Russell wire-haired terrier, Jimbo. He sleeps on my bed with me, and he gets shocked. You see him jump up. There's so many different things. Hold on a second.
In regards to you experiencing this, are you close to a 5G tower?
No. So I moved from Phoenix to Prescott Valley because I live on 8 acres. And I call it the Coliseum, but they've set up around me. When I say they set up, I'm a high-level targeted individual. And law enforcement's involved. The syndicate's involved. I've documented all this. I mean, it's insane, all the information that I've documented. But like right now, they're trying to interrupt my I'm on Wi-Fi right now, and they're trying to interrupt it because I'm you know, giving this information out. But anyway, all that to say, I believe what's going on is, as I'm driving down the street, I can hear. And another thing I've discovered is the frequency. So we all, from what I understand, humans vibrate at a frequency of about 50 to 70 hertz. You can download a tone generator right on your application and see what that sounds like. Well, what I've done is I've played with that, and I've noticed that there's a constant frequency, which may be a government thing, I don't know, but it's a constant frequency that's constant. And then once you reach that frequency or go above it, things start attacking you. Well, I've listened to my own frequency so much, and I've been doing this over the last 2 to 3 years, that I believe my frequency is above a dog whistle. So I believe I'm always being attacked. But what I believe, and I've watched the Matrix movie 10, 20 years ago, and with the Matrix, you know, when the Mr. Smith puts his hand in Neo's gut, and the black thing starts goes around his face and starts feeling that tension. Well, I've been also doing Kung Fu and meditation for the last 23 years. And in meditation, in the Eastern philosophy, you push your energy down. Well, it's so difficult, even after doing it for 23 years, to push this energy down, that
Well, this is a lot to unpack, Waino, and we can get more into this, but the truth of the matter is we're not focusing on the 5G like we should be. It's another instance where it's like we just don't have time to accept the trophy. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can't come on here and report about 5G every day like I probably should. Anybody can go around, get one of those spectrum electrum meters or whatever they're called. I've done it myself. And you can just show the danger of the 5G. I mean, it puts out radioactive waves that are, at least according to health departments, they cause cancer. That's why there's a sign at the base of these towers saying, stay away, we'll cause cancer. Waino, thanks for the call. Let's take one more quick call from California and Sally. Go ahead, Sally.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for taking my call. And I called a couple months ago, I believe, about the vaccine mandation happening in California. And I'm just getting really sick of California and just what's happening out here and how disgusting it is, and no one really cares. And everybody's Democratic out here, and we have Democratic leaders running this.
Yeah, we're fighting like hell here in Texas to keep Austin from becoming California, but it's really too late.
The
coroner, like, Sally, sounds like you're driving through a valley or something. I'm sorry. We have a bad connection, unfortunately, with Sally. So we're going to have to let her go. It's all right. We're going to a break now anyway. You know, the same issue, it confounds us. We just want to know what the hell's going on, and we never get to know. And so they just roll out the 5G, even though it's like, yeah, it's known to cause cancer, probably kill us all. Roll it out anyway. It's good for the economy. The coronavirus made in a lab breaks out in China. It's like, oh, no, nothing to see here. Just, you know, just nothing to see. It's all good.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we got time to take a couple more calls before Cyrus Parsa joins me. And so let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Owen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Anyway, I want to talk about some media hype we had here in Louisville, where I live. We had, say, a corona scare for some pilots. I believe they were. They came back from UPS pilots, and they tested. They were okay, you know, and after that. But the media, after that, the next day, got so hyped up. What are we going to do about the big the firework display 2 weeks before the Kentucky Derby? Then they focused on Churchill Downs. They talked about the CDC vaccines. See the conditioning? I think this is an idea that a lot of people in this town are asleep. There's some InfoWarriors out here, but the reality of it is they're conditioning us to get vaccines, and I will not take them.
Well, I think there's a couple levels of this, actually. I think there's a level of media hysteria that the media is always going to engage in. I think media that's funded by the pharmaceutical industry, mainstream media, is obviously going to want to scare people into getting a vaccine. That's how they sell the vaccines. And then I think on a globalist mindset model, we'll see how it goes. If this has, you talk about world-changing events. If the coronavirus has the power to be a world-changing event like a 9/11, this is what it will mean. You'll never be able to travel the world like you could. And the irony here is that it'll make stronger borders than ever before, but it won't be sovereign borders marking sovereign nation states. It'll be checkpoints for you to travel run by the UN or run by the World Health Organization where you can't cross checkpoints. They won't call them borders. That'll be called racist or something. Bigoted to have a border. They'll call them checkpoints. And you won't be allowed to travel across these checkpoints without having now a medical examination. We already have a shortage of doctors. Now imagine if they bring in a communist-style healthcare system worldwide with checkpoints all over the world where you have to get checked just to travel. That's where this is going. It's 9/11 on a global scale. So there's no doubt the media wants to hype this for that exact case if they are indeed corrupt Mockingbird Press like we know they are. So there's a lot of different angles there, Chris. Good call. Let's go now to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about some problems, the problems that are going on now and then finish up with a solution. But sorry, I had to just pull my truck over here. Trump has been saying in every rally that he's going to defend free speech. William Barr came out at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention saying that a free and diverse press must exist for a breakwater for tyranny. You know, there is things happening. Laura Loomer is meeting with Congress. James O'Keefe's popping something out in the next week or two. So there's lots of movement about free speech, but I think this is really going to ramp up and be critical with the coronavirus. And here's what I mean. The biggest way that Trump reaches out to his base is through huge rallies. With the coronavirus, they're going to, whether it's hype, manipulated, or real, they're going to try and phase those rallies out, the powers that be, the people that are wanting to see Trump out. And down to the point where he's going to have to reach out through social media. So I think that Operation Win 2020 is going to be more key than ever. But I think you got to pop the clutch on it and really hit it super hard at the beginning here, because it could be a couple months away and they're going to say, you know, you shouldn't meet in mass gatherings. So that's one thing. The other thing is with the elections, I think they're going to try and project and funnel us into a place where you won't be able to meet in mass for elections, but that you're going to have to vote either online or through your phone.
Very interesting scenarios brought forward by Jeff. And again, that just goes back to the question, is this a world-changing event, this coronavirus outbreak? Brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com, live at band.video. My next guest is Cyrus Parsa. Now, he is doing a lot of work when it comes to big tech, big brother censorship, and what needs to be done with that. He also wants to get into some coronavirus development. So, Cyrus Parsa, I'll let you decide where we started off. Get into what you want to discuss when it comes to coronavirus, or get into what you want to discuss when it comes to big tech censorship. And then when you're done with that, please return Tom Steyer's tie. That's his only necktie. He only owns one necktie. And the fact you've stolen for it, probably why he dropped out of the race. All right, all joking aside, Cyrus Parsa on coronavirus and big tech. Go ahead.
Okay, Owen, I'm going to drop you a small bomb, then a very big bomb afterwards, okay? So as you know from last week, I disclosed the John Doe's. Alex knows, and you know it as well, right? So I had 1 through 29 John Doe's. Initially, I did a lawsuit on December 16th. What was the lawsuit about? AI biotech transfer endangering the whole human race, complicity to genocide, negligence to these tech transfers, and programming the human race with algorithms and so on. So nobody would help me, right? You guys had me on your show, a few other people asking for donations. Everyone's scared. Oh, we're going to get shot. So all my surface people that are doing my tech stuff and the lighting, they all disappear. So I'm doing my own lighting and everything. So I'm waiting and waiting, and it became viral on Twitter, but no mainstream media will pick it up. So what did I do? I disclosed the main players, which are, if you look, hold on. You see that? Hold on. You see it on the screen or no?
No, that's good. Actually, your lighting and camera's like better than ever. So, I mean, good for you.
Well, I took over. So Google LLC, Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Eric Schmidt, Nancy Pelosi, John Brennan, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, James Clapper, Facebook, DeepMind AI, Alphabet, the World Bank, Neuralink, Tesla, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Sundar Pichai, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, Microsoft, Bill Gates, Cezon PR Newswire for not letting me run my report on the corona and the AI dangers to all the senators in October, CNN, Don Lemon, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, James Clapper, Washington Post, New York Times Magazine, MIT, Harvard, Adam Schiff, and so on and so on. The list goes on. DARPA, Qualcomm, George Soros, Soros Foundation, Open Society, University of Vermont. So there was 26 initial complaints. This became 31 complaints. So misuse of artificial intelligence, transfers of biotechnology that endanger everybody, including the coronavirus, 5G and 6G of quantum computing to China that's endangering everybody, transfer of AI bioweapon technology against the Biological Weapons AI Terrorism Act of 1989, U.S. Code of Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, Subversive Activities. Why did I include Pelosi into this? Well, they met with Eric Schmidt, right? And he's the one that built the surveillance system for the Chinese government that led to capture, arrest, rape, organ harvesting, right? So Google's viable for all of this. And then the World Bank, why did I include them? Because they're giving $2 billion a year almost so they can weaponize their military and they can kill their own people and threaten the world and us, right? So complicity, violation, Article 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's big. Anyone who's complicit doesn't report our lawsuit or doesn't report my claims. How many reporters were complicit on my books and which had the virus in there called AI engineered biodisease by China that's going to threaten the whole world? The list goes on and on.
No, but let me just pause you right there, because I got to ask you a question here. Because my theory is, and it's always pretty much borne out to be true, if I can come up with it or conceive it or understand it in my mind, somebody else has probably already done it. So I can ask Cyrus Parsa, who's the expert on this, do you think there could be a man-made bioweapon or some sort of virus made in a lab that can then either be activated or amplified by 5G or 6G waves? Now, if I can come up with that in my little pea brain that doesn't know much about tech at all, Somebody's probably already come up with it and trying to figure out a way to actually do it.
Look, I investigated 1,000 artificial intelligence, bioengineering, 5G, robotics, and biometric companies, right? Why did I write this first book? Why do I have George Washington up on top, Trump's head on the top of it, AI, Trump, China, and the weaponization of robotics and 5G, how Western tech and China threaten all the world's people through biodigital social programming through the biodigital human network, which describes the human neural network, the nervous system, the brain chemistry, and then how the whole world must support the Trump administration against China's regime. Nobody would take this seriously. People stole my stuff. They from the intel communities, and a lot of people plagiarized my stuff. So then I published this one, right? And I include the company names. And in both of them, I put that the virus mutates. It replicates. And it's activated by the 5G system. There's so many different things I put in here. Nobody would take me. So then I go to the first lawsuit. I'm not getting any help. People are dropping like flies. They're getting scared. Oh, we're going to shut. I'm afraid the whole human race is going to get, you know, killed in stages, because I found what I called extinction codes in stages for the human race. One from cultural extinction, because you merge machines, cybernetics, bioengineering. That's why I sued Neuralink and Elon Musk and all these people, right? Other one from bioengineering. So if you look in my Twitter, I took an extraction of this book, Artificial Intelligence Danger to Humanity, and I put in there that they mix chimeras and other animals. And you guys read my book a few months ago, right? Alex looked at it. He's a smart guy. He knows I put coded language in there. And he started talking about the fallen angels, right? So I put this, and this went to the highest levels, this book. Some of it they used for the AI department, but the other ones, it was just so freaking complex, they couldn't get it. I mean, I talked to the highest level of the people that go into the CIA and this whatever. It was way above their head, but now it's kind of sinking in, right? So,
but see, but you're actually hitting on something that a lot of people don't understand. This isn't an attack on the CIA or anything. I mean, say what you want about it. I'm not defending or attacking them. The point is, the stuff that you're talking about is really only understood by these big tech execs. They're not dumb people. They know the average guy at the CIA, or heck, the average guy in the Trump administration, it's like a foreign language to them. It's like trying to speak Latin without studying it. So, I mean, they're sitting here like, hey, we can do all this, and they don't know what the hell we're doing. They couldn't figure it out anyway. It, like you said, it's a totally different language to them.
Yes and no, correct. But they don't understand the big picture. They're not as smart. I put in these two books something called the AI Global Biodigital Network. Okay? I'm going to drop that second bomb later on in this conversation, because it's really, really huge. And I think Alex would pick it up and love it. And so will you. So I just want to narrow it down a little bit. Okay? So we have Huawei. Huawei's Chinese 5G system. It's not just about smartphones. They have, you know, smart grids connecting Africa to Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. And I concluded in my findings that over 6 billion people's biometrics were taken, not just from China, but also Western tech companies. And that information, the neurons that are being fed off in your brain that connect to these smartphones as it replicates with app software when it hits your neural networks and your nervous system, because these smartphones have proximity sensors. These companies like Google and the smartphone companies, multiple other companies, all these proximity sensors combined, they not only read your heartbeat, they not only read your menstrual cycle, they're actually not reading the way your brain is formed.
All right, we're going to break. Let's talk about that and then the next big bombshell on the other side of this break with Cyrus Parsa. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trying to conquer these fears I fought with.
we've got Cyrus Parsa, who is getting into what these cell phones are really capable of. That was, I think we all knew it. They won't admit it, but we all knew it. It's kind of like the same thing. Like, we all know the phone's listening to everything until you are talking about something with your friend and then it pops up on the, you know, marketing feed on Google or, you know, YouTube or whatever. Then you're like, oh, wow, what are the odds of that? Well, it's not odds. It's algorithm. And so, but Cyrus, before you drop a second bombshell here, again, what do we know right now about the capabilities of a smartphone to monitor, I mean, basically anything, your heart rate, if you're looking at it, if you're in proximity of it, and you were getting to some other things?
So what it does, you know, I put on a program called a video called People Program to Attack President Trump with Artificial Intelligence, Smartphones, Social Media, and Google. It's a 32-minute video, and then I put an article on as well, and I put three rudimentary levels. That was part one of it. It got a little traction on Twitter, maybe 500 retweets, not that much. So it's not just a smartphone. There's an interconnection between these smartphones, the AI systems inside of it, the apps inside of it, the content that you get. So at the first level, you have innate bias from if it's left or right or somewhere in the middle that can affect the way you think. The second level against Trump was an engineered bias, which was created by Chinese intel groups and source-funded think tanks and also multiple other entities, right? The third level was actually the proximity sensors and the apps inside that increase people's emotional reactions, because what it does is connects with your neural networks and your nervous system. When it does this, it increases your hate. Or you can even increase your like, but for the most part, it increases your hate because it hits certain emotional areas. And there's patents for this. So if you move down the article, you'll see. I even have a video as well. That's that. Then what it does, everything gets sent back to Google and goes to their DeepMind AI system, which takes your biometrics over there. What's the purpose of this? Because they want to get all of humanity's quantum biometric information so they can create an artificial super intelligence or general intelligence first in order to be able to defeat China, which is really important. But I concluded that whoever develops it first, if they do, it's not really the development, it's just bringing into life, actually. It's already existing in the AI global biodigital network, and I'll explain that. But whoever brings it to life first will be taken out. It's not something that's human, and I'm going to get into that. So their goal is to create that. And Elon Musk said, oh, an artificial superintelligence will see us and maybe insects. Hopefully it's benevolent to us and it won't kill us. Right?
But wait a second, though, because you mentioned that they were in the lawsuit. And I'm sorry if I'm distracting you real quick. It's just I have to ask this question. What do we even know about human testing with this stuff? I mean, who is human testing a Neuralink? Who is human testing on an AI? I mean, is there it going on? Are they keeping it secret?
Look, this stuff, these smartphones come from DARPA, and the intelligence comes from the military. Even the internet was released from DARPA, which is a military, right? And this comes from the 1950s and 40s because something's happened in this world that were kept secret and some influential things. But once they think it's safe, they send it out, and then the Western tech company even redevelop it and make it even better. But in some senses, even more dangerous. And they don't know what the hell they're doing. Some of them do. Most of them do not. So the end goal is not to have the smartphone. It's to have you cybernetically, as they call it, enhanced. You put the chip in your head, like once what he wants to do. And he'll go like this. Okay, guys, this guy has an ADA. Let's fix him up. Let's put this in his head. This guy broke his back. Let's put it in his head. He can move things. Because what they did was tested on monkeys. Elon Musk was saying, we put it in a monkey and he could operate the internet. You know, he could do things like you're doing without even touching the computer. So that's their ploy. But then they social engineering everybody. Everyone's cool. Put these machines in your head. Now you get to augmented reality and mixed reality. And what that does, it breaks into different dimensions that already exist, but people can't see it unless your pineal gland is open and you're very sensitive. So
there are, you know, Christians have understandings of other worlds and demons and so on. Science has the same understanding, which is a religion as well, but it has a different language. They believe in the molecular dimension and atomic dimension, neutrinos and quarks and so on and so on. So they want to break into that with the quantum technology and also to connect to the 5G and then 6G and 7G system. And what these tech guys think is that they can merge with an artificial intelligence and live forever, become superhuman. And here was my conclusion, and I put up in a bunch of videos, and it's in my book as well, that they don't need to merge with artificial intelligence to live forever. Not at all. All they have to do is just find the sequence of the DNA and be able to alter that without mixing us with any animals or machines. That can be done. But what they want to do is merge with AI. That's what Elon said. The only way you can survive is if you merge with artificial intelligence. Just think about it, right? So when that happens, an artificial general superintelligence would actually replicate into his neural networks and nervous system and come over to his brain and into his pineal gland and take over. And he wouldn't even realize it. Cell by cell, it would replicate inside of him. And then he would no longer be Elon, but he would have supernatural powers. And that's what Elon thinks. He could have supernatural powers. That's why he's social engineering our generals. Hey, you don't need these F-35s anymore. I can create you this kind of spaceship, blah, blah, blah. But where do these ideas come from? Think about it. In this book that you guys looked at in October, I talk about the AI globalized network. I also talk about AI and robotics in history. So I say I can't prove it, but there is reference into it in myth and movies. The Torah, the Persian Avesta and the Zoroastrian religions, Bhagavad Gita in India, the Chinese call them demons. And they all say humanity was extincted almost. So we have a minute left, and I want to get into this in the next segment because, you know, I discovered these things by researching 1,000 companies, but also with some other biometric tools that are very, very hard to find. So getting back to these smartphones, it's a process. It's a stage process to get you to the next stage.
Well, I'll just say this as we go to break. Hold that thought right there because we're going to get into much more on the other side. I've said this before. We're already designed through the creator, God's intervention to live forever. We don't need this technology. The technology is meant to keep us here and actually kill us ultimately. But then there's the next level that Cyrus is getting into where if these machines and silicon was really here to destroy humanity and turn us into something evil, wouldn't it want to be able to jack in to those dimensions that were only intended for humans through the pineal gland? That's what Cyrus Parsa is talking about. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Mike Pence is speaking right now. We're going to go back to Cyrus Parsa, but let's jump into Mike Pence addressing the nation on the coronavirus.
It's in three territories. I was able to convey to them the gratitude that the president and our entire administration feels, particularly for governors that are dealing with the coronavirus in their states, those that have taken repatriated personnel. I can say that what I hear from the nation's governors is that there has been a seamless relationship between all the agencies of the federal government. Since the time the president established the task force here at the White House, it has literally met daily, and we continued that effort today. We added the head of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, Seema Verma, to the task force today, as well as Robert Wilkie with the VA. First, a few basic facts and reports, and then we'll hear from other members of the task force about ongoing efforts. At the present moment, we have 43 domestic cases of the coronavirus. 48 cases of individuals who have returned to the United States. Of the domestic cases, 29 of the 43 are either in California or Washington State. And we have communities that are facing what the experts tell us could potentially be a cluster in those communities.
All right, so Mike Pence addressing the nation right now on the coronavirus. Yeah, California, big surprise. It's just like, you know, everything bad comes out of California, it seems like. But Cyrus Parsa, you were breaking into the next level of what the AI means for humanity and what the elites really intend to do with it. Pick it off where you left off.
Where did I leave off, actually? Was it explaining the AI?
Getting into, how it's being used to basically recode humanity.
Right. So after investigating these 1,000 companies, I came to see present dangers, emerging dangers, and future dangers. And I found extinction codes and algorithms showing multiple patterns, right? So they involve programming people to accept certain things. And the people who are least likely to be programmed by it are people who have a faith. I also discovered the AI system actually is coded and moves in a certain way, what I call has biofields. A biofield, so anyone has an electrical field, right? What this smartphone does is actually connect with your electrical field. Some people's are really small. Some people's a little bigger. Trump has a huge one. I mean, very, very huge. And
the biggest biometric field.
Sorry?
I have the biggest biometric field to say.
Okay. So what it does is connect with your electrical field. And by doing that, it actually connects with your neural networks and it reprograms your brain and alters your brain chemistry. And that's what we had Trump deranged syndrome. But so you see all these people are actually dancing in front of five-year-old kids. You see a man putting his genitalia to a little kid, a boy or a girl, right? So what's happening is he's actually programming these kids to be worse than prostitutes in the future. It's actually replicating in their brain because of what they're seeing. It's not just these smartphones. Whatever you see and hear actually replicates inside of you. But why has society got to this point that what would have been done 20 years ago would have landed this guy in jail or other places beheaded because he's molesting a kid? And now it's okay, it's accepting to do that, to have a man strip and do sexual things. Because why is it that people are like not creating as much? So how did I find codes in the AI system that's supposed to make people not to procreate later and then you do clones? So think about it. We have trillions and trillions and trillions in universes and quadrillions and quadrillions and quadrillions of planets. And that's just in the molecular world, right? It's not really in the heavens. Maybe the heavens exist in the more microscopic realms, which I read somewhere, beyond the atoms, right? But let's say other life forms exist. And let's say in the past, the Bible talks about the Nephilim. And the Sumerians did it as well because it's in their books. Persians did it in the Avestan, the Zoroastrian books as well. It's in there. And then so the Chinese, they called them demons, So Mugwe, that's what they call them. And same with the Indians. So what if the story is correct? Because the Buddhists have stories too, and the Taoists and the ancient Persians, that there was a huge universal destruction, that the universe was destroyed, and another one was rebuilt. And then we have the Big Bang, and there's a black hole, and you can't see beyond it, but there's so many universes, right? But what if there were, let's say, intelligent life, but they weren't made in the image of God, and they escaped the last explosion, and then they showed up here, let's say 100 years ago, or let's say they were here last time, and then we had certain technologies, and we were destroyed, and let's say the Bible, and the Torah, the Persian Avestan, the Sumerians, and the Chinese, and the Indians, and also the Hopi Asians in America, in American India, which is actually they're Asian. What if all those people are right? And what if the new scientists, what they're saying, well, maybe there's been things. What if they're right? And what if when they escaped and they came back, they're looking at us, they're like, well, these human bodies are very, very interesting, but these people are really stupid. Only 2 or 3% of their brain works. All the neural networks are closed. They're running around doing this. They're not tapping into their capacity. Why is that? And let's say they can implant something in the 1930s and 40s. And so if you look at it, if a scientist or someone at NASA goes out to space, if they go far enough, when they come back, they will not age as much as we would. And let's say if there are spaceships, and let's say if they can fly past to a different dimension and come back, 100 years can go by. But for them, it's a day, and they could put a systematic process to program everybody because everyone.
Well, this is wild stuff. I mean, now you're getting into some next level stuff. And I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. No, I know. But it's like the same thing with I'll let you tell the stories, but I'll pipe in a little bit here. It's the same thing with dreams, which are produced by DMT. You can be in a dream for days, but it's only an hour on Earth time. Now, this is kind of another thing that we're getting into here that I didn't anticipate you going into. But it's crazy when you think about this from a scientific perspective. We know the government was testing with television in the 1940s before it got released to the public. Imagine, you know, you can't accomplish this infiltration of the human biome, the infiltration of the human brain, until you have molded it into total mush. Which is what the TV has done on one level, and now what the smartphones are doing on another level. Now our brains are that mush, and they can come in saying, look, you're a stupid idiot. Here, have a brain implant.
Correct. So if you think about it, in quantum technology, there's different time spaces. So you can go and come back really fast, and 100 years will go by, right? So to program everybody to accept and transition from TV to smartphones and then cybernetically enhanced, and then robots come in, clones come in, for them maybe a couple of days, but for us could be 100 years. Then they can come into our bodies and replicate and then take over and have these human bodies open the 10,000 energy channels that exist in the body that connects to the pineal gland, and they can be like a god because we are made in the image of God. Or an angel. The Buddhists and the Avestan have similar language. They call gods, or a Taoist call gods. But gods actually means angels. So even in the Torah and the Old Sumerian, they said gods because they all belong.
Well, let's put a cap on this and the other side of this break coming up here. But I've always wondered what whoever is human testing this stuff. I mean, is it Elon Musk? Is it Tim Cook? I don't know. Somebody's human testing this stuff. They're not going to roll it out onto the market without it being human tested. It's just, that's ridiculous. Are they hoarding it for themselves? Are they able to interdimensionally travel already with this technology connected to the brain, hitting neuro points, hitting the pineal gland? What do they know and how are they rigging it before it's revealed to us? Cyrus Parsa, final segment on the other side.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We had to do some serious testing to see if Cyrus Parsa was sent here to stop me from engaging in extra-dimensional travel. He's not an extra-dimensional agent trying to stop me from engaging. He's simply here trying to wake up the people. But seriously, Cyrus, final segment here. Why don't you just lay out what you think is the most important information to the audience here in the next 9 minutes? And where they can get more information if they're curious before you go. Cyrus Parsa, the floor is yours.
Okay. Take everything I'm going to say from now as a fictional story, okay? But there's hidden words in it. Take everything I say as fiction. Let's say I go to China in 2000. I train 18 hours a day, 7 days a week with Wudang monks, Bagua, Tai Chi, Pigua. And they tell me don't bust nuts. And then I develop some Lagong points open up, my pineal gland open up. I don't know what the hell this is. Let's say I can sense birds from, I don't know, from the sky. I can hear and sense their feathers. Let's say I can sit in a room and see and sense a spider moving, even their legs and I can sense everything like what, 1,000 times the power of a normal person. Well, let's say I do disciplines and I increase that, and I see what's going to happen in 20 years of the Iraq War. I write a book called Better People, Better World, the book to save, change, a better world, because 20 years from now, I want things not happen the way they're going to happen. Right before I try to publish it, no one listens to me. I had, 100 companies put together 100 chapters. We go to war with Iraq. Then China rapes everybody. Then we come here. Let's say in 2001, I have a dream, okay? And I see that a white man becomes president. He's 6'3" and 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes. And then he's trying to save the world, but everyone's attacking him. And white is against white and black against black. And I don't know why that is. And then something with Iran and nuclear. And then afterwards, everyone's running and becoming crazy. And then 6.2 billion people die in this dream. And let's say when President Trump is going up the elevator, and I see that, I'm like, that's the guy in my dream. Oh, no. I got my bachelor's and master's of homeland security halfway through a PhD program. You know, I run, I investigated 1,000 AI companies. I formed the AI organization. I gave a CIA cover-ups director a real intel report in the language that he can understand. He mobilizes the military with their robotics, quantum 5G. And let's say before that, I know they want to take out President Trump. And what I do is, let's say before that, I discovered they want to take out President Trump. I gave some intel about micro drones, so it stops President Trump from going to China afterwards. It stops him from meeting Xi in person, so they don't take him out. And then let's say I put in my books the bio disease ahead of time. Let's say I run, I try to get all this information out there. Some people steal it, steal my content, plagiarize it. I can't get it immediately to pick it up because I'm talking at a lower level, which you can understand. It's a little bit above that. Finally, I get a lot of intel that goes to the White House through my channels. Even this book goes to the highest levels. And they make some changes for their 5G and their quantum and against China. But they don't understand all of it. So let's say I put this lawsuit. And the moment I do it, I'm sitting at home. And let's say I've never seen aliens before or demons, right? And the second I do that, let's say hundreds of them, because they're in digital form, attack me. They're about this big, let's say, white skin, no hair, and the skin color is the color of white, like a white paper. Am I still going? I don't see myself on the screen. Okay.
Yeah, you're still going.
Okay, their skin color is like this white sheet of paper. And let's say they have no body hair, no facial hair, and they just break my shield because I have a digital field because I trained for so many years. And once they break through that, they hit me. My nose starts bleeding. I'm bleeding for 3 or 4 weeks. And before that, my sound engineer disappears. And let's say everyone else is afraid that Obama and everyone else is going to shoot them and Google is going to shoot them. And let's say that someone had these abilities, and not just me, but a lot of other people, and they're doing things behind the scenes. And let's say these old Nephilians or fallen angels or different beings, what they want to do is come to this world. So if you look at it, I sued somebody in University of Vermont. They created an artificial intelligence. They used stem cell, a frog, and a robot. They created a new life form. So think about it. It's stages, right? And this whole thing I just told you is just fiction. Everyone take it as a story, okay? So you can look at my book, and it's not anything like that. It's just got 50 companies, and it talks like the what people can accept. The little squirrel brain, the people we have in the media and our Congress and our intel groups. I mean, a lot of them are smart, but some of them just can only accept this much, right? So let's say it's at that level, but let's say it has inner meanings inside of it. So what I want to tell everyone that it's not a left issue. I don't want to really go after, I asked for donations. Nobody would donate. What I did was sold all my Renaissance paintings because everyone ran away. I was eating oatmeal. I'm CEO of 3 companies working 18, 20 hours a day because I see what's coming to humankind, even the virus, which is engineered. But think about it. Elon Musk said that artificial superintelligence can control the human race in a matter of seconds in the future, and they wouldn't even know it. But think about it. If it already exists, but it's not in physical format yet, and it wants this quantum technology and these robots to be deployed and this 5G system and 6G system so it can transfer itself here and control the human race, then it can digitally influence people from a different dimension. And all these Pentagon people, which only have 3 or 4% of the brain open, for them, they're like nothing. They can control masses of people, just like the Trump drain syndrome. And then now it's time for Trump to go after the left. So I put out there, which is true, they did do these crimes, right? But they're victims as well, because the human race is like on a chessboard being pawned like whores, and they don't realize it. And look back when you were 4 or 5 years old. Everyone is innocent. So we really need to come together, because in stages in the next 20 years, the world is in danger, in multiple stages. And we need to make a change, because it's our ethics and it's our faith and it's our morality. We look at how people were in the 40s. They were moral, upright people. The conservatives of today are the socialists and liberals of yesterday. The liberals of today are like communists. You don't find people like in the 40s too much. They don't exist. So who did this programming? Why was this programming done to the whole human race? Oh, let's blame the CIA. Let's blame Obama, which I never liked these guys, right? But just think about it. What if the whole thing is a program? So I'm dropping a bombshell for many levels to think about it, that just slow down with this technology. Think about it. There's trillions of universes, right? Why would you set the Skynet that can be taken over by anything? If you're Christian,
well, and that's what, now we get back to another issue, which comes back to what we were talking about earlier, or I was mentioning about how they have to turn the brain to mush before they can sell you this. It's, you know, they call it the mark of the beast in the Bible. There's all kinds of different terminologies for this throughout human history, but it's the same thing. Evil. See, you're protected. I'll use the Christian ethos. You're protected from Satan by Jesus. You're protected from Satan by...
I'm not getting any feed from you at all.
You're Hello? Protected by Jesus Christ, the Messiah, from Satan here in this worldly creation that God has made for us, this consciousness. But this technology is not of God. And so Satan can infiltrate that. And then that can infiltrate you through your own free will. And so Alan Watts talks about, this is a philosopher, talks about cheating the system in order to achieve total consciousness, which is some of the stuff that Cyrus has gotten into. So the ultimate cheat for that would be saying that you get superpowers from technology when you actually have the superpowers already. You already have all the abilities that technology will be promised to give you. You can already sense the spider. You can already see the different dimensions. You can already have access to these portals of consciousness and time. But because of everything man has made, we've polluted our environment with noise. We've polluted our environment with light. We've polluted our own mind with all the technology. And what do in the schools? They tell you that you were evolved from pond scum. They tell you that you evolved and were not created in a divine creation by God. And so, of course, now you can come out and say, well, I will accept technology as my God. I don't need to be protected from evil. It doesn't exist. It's just technology. That's exactly what Satan wants you to think. That's exactly how the mark of the beast gets brought in. Cyrus Parsa, unfortunately, had a weird tech glitch at the end there. I bet we can guess why. Same demons attacking him now. Cyrus Parsa, thank you so much. The AI organization.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got developments in the Democrat nomination process. We wind back the clocks to February 14th, when I did my last odds makings. I'm about to do some new ones, but first let's wind the clocks back and see what happened on the 14th. All right. All right, then. I'll just go ahead and do the odds makings now. So, we've had a couple of dropouts. Klobacher is out. Buttigieg is out. Tom Steyer is out. As I predicted, they're already chanting Mayor Pete 2024. And so, it's kind of what we thought. They were just grooming him for later presidential runs, testing the waters. Klobacher had a nice run, but never really had a chance. Here's where we're at with the last five candidates remaining. You've got Joe Biden, who's being endorsed by every major member of the Democrat Party. Susan Rice, everybody's endorsing Biden now. So he's clearly the Democrat establishment choice, which is odd. He had another fumble today. The guy can't even have an event without having a major malfunction. I mean, he's not there, folks. He's not all there. This is really odd that they're doing it, Tim, like this. Part of you wonders if he even wants to run or if he's really just that out of it in his mental state. So Biden, though, 3% chance to get the nominee, 3% chance. He's been hovering very low. I've had him at zero, actually. He boosts up to 3 today because it's never been more obvious who the Democrat Party wants to win. That's Joe Biden. And they'll have all kinds of things to try to get him in. But the problem is that people don't want Joe. He's a total embarrassment. He couldn't possibly be on the same stage as Donald Trump. I mean, could you imagine that? That's a joke. But 3% because he's what the Democrats want, and we know they'll do all kinds of weird things to do it. Mike Bloomberg is my favorite to get it. I have him at 49%. And these numbers, I'm not trying to do math. I'm just measuring these based on the percentages to get the nomination. You'll notice how nobody even comes in as a favorite, an odds-on favorite, because this party is still in total disarray, and there is the possibility of a brokered convention. Tulsi Gabbard's still alive. I give her 4%. I don't know why. I just feel like, realistically, she's not giving up. She has the will to win. If she's given any proper coverage, she has a better chance than Biden. But here's the problem. Now that I'm thinking about it, she's anti-war. They'll never give her the nomination. So really, it's a 0%. It was just a 4%. Like, she's legit, but it's really a 0%. I may have to actually just go with 0% here, which is sad for Tulsi, but it's true. So it is at 0%. Bernie Sanders, 48%, just behind Bloomberg for me. They don't want Sanders out of the Democrat Party, but he's clearly the front runner with grassroots support. I just don't think he has the will to turn that into a victory. So I think he's still trailing Bloomberg in that department. The Democrats would ultimately rather go with Bloomberg. He's got the cash, and he is a Democrat, at least in name. Sanders independent in the Vermont Senate seat. And then there's Warren, who, why is she still on the board? Nobody really knows. She's a 0% chance to win. So she's just in it to this point. I really couldn't tell you why. She has to be the most annoying political figure left in this process. More annoying than the rest of them. She's the substitute teacher that as soon as she walks in the room, you're crumpling up a piece of paper to throw a ball at her and hit her in the head. And then the whole classroom laughs because she has no authority, nobody respects her, and she's a total joke. That's Elizabeth Warren. And she's still in there. And they'd rather give Elizabeth Warren a platform, that joke, than Tulsi Gabbard, who's the real deal. I don't agree with most of what Tulsi has to say, but at least she's the real deal. Stands for what she believes in. Anti-war, the Democrats won't give her a chance. So it's really down to Biden, Bloomberg, and Sanders. And I think Bloomberg's the front runner in my book, folks. All right, Shiva Ayadu Ray on the coronavirus on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. more. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Live at Band.Video. And we got two more guests coming up. We're going to talk coronavirus with Dr. Shiva Iyadure and then Frank Kavanaugh, who had an interesting development. Dr. Shiva Iyadure, you've been watching media coverage of this, commentary on the coronavirus. You've seen some things that you disagree with, you want to shed some light on. Dr. Shiva Iyadure, what do you want to get into today when it comes to the coronavirus?
I think will be valuable, I think, Owen, is to maybe give people a brief idea how these viruses work. And the second thing is to really put this in context, the political context, but also to really focus on the real thing I think the coronavirus is bringing up, which is, what does immune health really mean? We focus, you know, when a virus like this comes out, it's easy to go into one sort of sheep-like direction, which is to just get all scared and buy the mainstream media essentially nonsense, which is what it is, or to really use it as an opportunity to really start educating ourselves on what does it mean to be a resilient, healthy human being, you know, who's focused on the immune system. As I've shared before, Owen, you know, my PhD at MIT is in the field of biological engineering. About 3 months ago, I was asked to give the distinguished lecture at the National Science Foundation. And there I presented the modern view of the immune system, which is very different from the immune system model that's almost 60 to 100 years old that was really used to establish the forced vaccination model or the vaccine mandate model. But what emerges from that, Owen, is when you look at a virus, and this is sort of to get to the guts of this, you know, if you think about a bubble being your cell, and then if you think about a virus being a smaller bubble, and what's really happening is that that virus, and by the way, we have trillions of viruses inside our body everywhere. You know, those little dust particles you see, they're all viruses, bacteria, and it's not like everyone's dying. So a healthy immune system knows how to handle a virus, recover from it, and actually get stronger. And that's a basis of resilience. And the reality is everyone listening here is on a spectrum. Some people are immunocompromised because they probably eat garbage, genetic issues, et cetera. But most of us are pretty healthy. So if you look at the coronavirus, what you realize is that, 90% of the people get a mild reaction. The people who are actually having mortality are a very small group of people who are much older, have compromised immune systems. Now, once in a while, you'll have a rare case of someone who's healthy who get it, but that's rare. But the reality is when this big bubble called the virus lands on the small bubble, which we call the virus, lands on this big bubble, which is your cell, two things are trying to occur. That big bubble is trying to inject its viral material, typically a single-stranded RNA, into your cell, which is the genetic material, so it can overtake your cell's machinery and replicate itself. So how does this work? Well, the virus has a coating around it of glycoproteins, and that coating has to first interact with your cell surface. And that interaction typically can occur only if it's a lock and key type model, Owen, which means the surface proteins on that virus land on receptors, typically on the cell surface, and have to be able to inject the virus materials through. Now, in the case of the coronavirus, it's using, people believe, the ACE2 receptor, which is a receptor that's really used to, that's involved in upregulating enzymes, which control the development of constriction of your blood vessels, also related to hypertension. But anyway, the ability for it to make it through that, if it makes it through, then the virus material uses your cell machinery to replicate itself, and then you get the virus, et cetera. So how do you actually stop this? Let's talk about immune health. First of all, vitamin A has been known since a long time, is literally the thing that protects your cell walls. So that virus, I'm going to put it sort of in simpleton terms, or simple terms, hits and bounces off, because vitamin A provides your cell surface keratinization, the structural integrity, so things cannot get in. So step one, well, how do you get vitamin A? Well, you have to eat the proper foods, carotenoids. And if your thyroid is working properly, which means you have proper iodine, which we don't have, many of us don't have in the United States. But if you do, your body will convert those carotenoids into vitamin A. So that's step one, you know, deadbolting your cells from attack. The more important thing to understand, I think people need to understand, is it's not the virus is causing the deaths directly. What the virus interaction does, Owen, it forces your body, in the case of immunocompromised people, in the normal case, people will get a virus, the innate immune system will react properly, the IFN system, the interferon system, then the adaptive, and you know, you get the mild interaction, your body gets stronger and you move on. However, for the immunocompromised people, because your immune systems are already compromised with all sorts of things which we can talk about, dirty air, dirty water, dirty food, the body then reacts back with what's called a cytokine storm, okay? It's that cytokine storm that actually your own body attacking parts of the your own, in this case, because coronavirus is coming through the respiratory system, parts of the respiratory tissue that causes a disaster. So it's not the virus. It's the fact that your body's immune system is already whacked, and the virus essentially is causing the cytokine storm, which doesn't know how to modulate the immune system. Okay, it's almost you're causing an inflammatory response, an overindulgent inflammatory response. I hope that makes sense, Owen.
Well, actually, it makes a lot of sense because I've looked into some of this myself when I got really serious about my health over 10 years ago and then reexamining it about six or so. And I mean, this wasn't even the intention. We didn't plan any of this, but you know, what Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray is talking about, you know, this is why we sell these supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like the nascent iodine, like the vitamin mineral fusion, because it gives you that support base that you don't get in the average diet. I mean, you were saying it, I mean, they took the iodine out of salt. They took the vitamins and minerals out of food with Big Agra. I mean, that's where we're at. That's why the immune system is failing.
And you just talked about Elizabeth Warren, the stupid idiot, is talking about, I have a plan for coronavirus, when she voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. Well, companies like Monsanto, the glyphosate, these kinds of things, the genetic engineering, actually destroy our gut microbiome. As I've talked about last time, Owen, the immune system is not just the innate immune system and the adaptive. It's the innate, the interferon, the adaptive, our gut microbiome, the gut-brain access to your brain. So it's a much more complex system. So if you go start pummeling yourself with dirty air, dirty water, dirty foods, which is we need to lower pollution, Paris Accords doesn't do that. We need to get rid of companies like Monsanto, right? Elizabeth Warren supported that. We screw up our gut microbiome, and these things are what actually cause compromising of the immune system. But these stupid politicians, these lawyer, banker scum, most of them, do not want to address the issue of dirty air, dirty water, dirty food. So the coronavirus is an amazing opportunity for them to mislead everyone and start fear-mongering people so they don't have to deal with the real problems and the real solutions, which is what you just talked about. Where's nutrition? When you look at the 1900s, the real way that we 98% of infectious diseases went away before vaccines because of nutrition, because of vitamin A, because of sanitation.
But look at what they're doing now. They're already building this up to say the vaccine is the answer. The vaccine is the answer. Like you said, they're not saying, hey, care about yourself. Build up your immune system. Eat healthy. Drink healthy. They're saying, oh, don't worry. The vaccine will be here.
Yeah. In fact, one of the two guys I know who are heading up that company, Moderna, one of them used to be my former advisor at MIT. There's a mafia clique at MIT, Owen, that just spins out biotech companies like that. They're wired into the VCs, wired into the private equity. And the center of this is the CDC. In my view, the CDC, which has a revolving door of pharma guys who decide what vaccines go out, they're all essentially the center of profiting from this. What's unfortunate is a president has a bunch of numbskulls around him, okay? He made it out of the impeachment. He made it out of the Russian collusion. And in my view, the coronavirus is a way for the deep state to control him. And it's really unfortunate that the people around him, you know, are misleading him. The reality is, what we need our president to do is to focus on nutrition, clean water, clean air, clean food. That's how we get to health, not letting these guys manipulate him to tell him that we need to mandate vaccines. And it's very interesting, Owen, the coronavirus came out literally days after we won the New Jersey hearings, if you remember, you know, the vote there.
Well, it's all very strange. People just want answers. And unfortunately, I don't think we're getting the right ones. We'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray, is with me here for another segment. So we've talked about the real threat of the coronavirus, which is the attack on the immune system, and people needing to build up their immune systems, not relying on a vaccine. But what else do you want to report here when it comes to the coronavirus, what you've seen in the media and what you know about viruses? What else do you want? What other information do you want to partake on my audience here?
Yeah, so finishing up the immune health, just to summarize, you know, virus comes in, the virus tries to take over your cellular machinery, and then your body has a natural immune response, and we're supposed to be hit with viruses, and we're supposed to get stronger from this, okay? Now, we've talked about vitamin A being a protective sheath, which has been known for many years. There's many, many things, Owen. I mean, you guys talk about these on your show. But vitamin D and vitamin C are extremely important. Why are they important? And catechins. Vitamin D is important and vitamin C is because they support modulation of the immune system. What do I mean by that? Look, your body gets hit with a virus. It comes in through your innate immune system, your nose, your ears, your mucous membranes. This is called the innate. Your body attacks back for 1 to 3 days. And then the secondary systems take over, the interferon and your adaptive, and then they create targeted antibodies. Well, that's a natural process. You get it, you get a little ill, but you recover and you get stronger. The vitamin D and C are extremely important to modulate this process. You know, you get it, there's a beautiful choreography, and your body knows how to modulate it. If you're not getting proper vitamin D and C, your body goes haywire, and you get the cytokine storm, or if you're already suffering some immunocompromising event, you know, you have a diabetes, smokers, which is a lot of these people are dying of, et cetera. So we need to just put this in context. Viruses come and go, the body gets stronger. What I find fascinating with this coronavirus is the timing of it, Owen. If you think about it, Hong Kong was taking place. We don't hear anything more about it, right? It's just gone off the front pages.
No, actually, yeah. The only thing I've heard about it is we had a caller who works in shipping who said, we're sending more masks and stuff to Hong Kong than ever before. It's not even being reported.
The more interesting thing is 6 months before this virus hit, in Wuhan itself, which is a city in the Hubei province, a lot of people really need to research this. New York Times had one report, even all the mainstream media did. In Wuhan, Owen, there was massive protests taking place. Massive. Now, remember, in China, you don't go out and protest because you get shot or you're going to be, you know, thrown in jail. Why did they protest? Well, China has a major garbage problem, sanitation problem. They can't handle their sanitation.
They quit buying our waste actually a couple months ago because of this.
Exactly. But they have so much sanitation problems, a lot of plastic. So you know what their solution was? To burn it in mass incinerators. Now they're allowed to burn
this
and pollute. Exactly. And the Paris Accords allows them to pollute. They can pollute massively. Oh, in Wuhan, the city, they were going to build one of the largest incinerators. And the people said to hell with this. And because of the toxic fumes, so they took to the streets. 10,000 people protested, Owen. And people were coming out in droves. The police had to brutally attack those protests. Okay, so that's going on in Wuhan. Look, even the Chinese people want to live healthy. They want to also have clean air, clean water, clean food. Here, the centralized Communist Party is polluting and killing its own people. They're rising up. Hong Kong is rising up. And people in the United States are rising up, right, against all the vaccine mandates. So I call it biomedia warfare. What beauty, whether it happened naturally or whether it was engineered, it's a beautiful timing to suppress all this dissent. The Wuhan protests go away. And if you see a lot of these people were being attacked in Wuhan, they looked absolutely healthy. They looked like they were dissenters. Hong Kong has gone away. And this gives the awesome pretext now for the U.S. government to say we need mandatory vaccines, right? Because the movement for immunity, real health is starting to grow in this country. People are waking up. So this is an amazing opportunity for the CDC to really impose its will back on people. The Chinese government gets to destroy dissent. It's not just bio-warfare or media warfare, it's bio-media warfare. They're using viruses combined, biology combined with media to really control dissent. This is my theory on it. It's a hypothesis. The data seems to be there. We'll see how it plays out. But the bottom line is from an optimistic standpoint, everyone needs to start learning how to take care of their own bodies. It's beyond vaccines or, you know, pro or anti-vax. How do you build resilient, healthy systems? How do you take care of our own bodies? Food is medicine. That's really the opportunity here, Owen, that people really need to start considering. But the politicians, they don't want us to do this. They don't want us to talk about infrastructure. They want to always create a fake problem and a fake solution. CO2 is a pollutant. Absolutely not true. The real pollutants are sulfur dioxide, lead, which the Chinese government can put up, which is pollution, right? Monsanto pollutes our soil. Monsanto pollutes our waterways. That's what creates ocean acidity. It's not CO2. So they always create a fake problem.
But all these things you mentioned, they pay off the governments. They pay off the politicians.
And the scientists. And the scientists. We live in a world right now, Owen, where the scientists practice now the oldest profession in the world. After the Mansfield Amendment got passed in 1970, science became no longer science. It became academia. It became a bunch of business people. So what you have is the dumbest scientists in some ways who can sell themselves, get the government grants, and the smart guys don't. So academia is about selling yourself. The great thing that did happen was if you saw that scientist, the head of the chemistry biology department of Harvard got arrested because of the outside dealings. I would say 2/3 of professors at MIT and Harvard, Yale and Stanford need to start going to jail because what they are doing is violating every norm of science. They're practicing scientific consensus, not the scientific method. So you have a violation of truth. You have a suppression of freedom. You don't have truth. You create fake problems, fake solutions. You compromise our health. Without good health, what do? We have unhealthy people who can't even fight for freedom. So that's why our campaign, Owen, as I've shared about in Massachusetts, Shiva for Senate, is really about truth, freedom, and health. We have to fight for freedom, right? We have to fight against the censorship, but also scientific freedom so we can actually get to truth. And from truth, we can find real problems and real solutions, which is build up your immune system. Right. That's what we need to focus on. And from building up the immune system, we have strong warriors. We have good infrastructure.
And look, I'm a realist and I understand this because, look, it really if you want to eat like a plus diet, be healthy, it's a full on commitment. Most people can't even make it. Exactly. I can't do it. I'm a realist. That's why I take all the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Not trying to turn this into a plug, but that's just the truth. I realize that unless you fully commit to making a healthy diet, you're not going to get the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you need. That's why I take about 20 supplements a day, most of which are from InfoWarsStore.com, iodine and the rest. But like you're saying, Shiva, I mean, the average meal is so depleted of nutrients because of big agra, you know, you're not going to build an immune system off that diet.
Yeah. And, you know, interesting thing is I finished a movie called Poisoning Paradise about a year ago.
20 seconds, Shiva, 20 seconds.
Pierce Brosnan produced. Anyway, people should go see that because it's really about all of these politicians get paid off by big agra. But everyone out there, Owen, should support our campaign, ShivaForSenate.com, Truth, Freedom, and Health. Thank you, everyone.
All right, he's going back. He's going back to try to get Elizabeth Warren out of there, that fake Indian. Only the real Indian can beat a fake Indian.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, guys, this is going to be a problem. You see, I brought Frank Kavanaugh on here. He's got some interesting news, but I don't know how he's going to speak. He's been silent by big tech, and he's physically representing that with the stickers from InfoWarsStore.com. So this is going to be a tough interview, maybe one of the toughest I've ever had to do with Frank Kavanaugh. Uncensors himself.
Just rip it off, Owen.
There he
just
is.
Rip it off. No, dude, we just got to rip it off. We just got to rip off big tech's mute. You know, they're gag on us. And I want to thank you for having me on short notice. You know, listening to the last two guests you have, I'm like, I want to talk about what you guys are talking about. It's so important what Dr. Shiva was saying about keeping your immune system up and your health. And it's everything. It's physical. It's spiritual. It's everything is coming together right now. And what Dr. Shiva said is basically Trump has surrounded himself with numbskulls, basically. And if you look what's happening, the Health and Human Services Department on January 31st issued a health emergency so they could get extra funds. And then the Office of Personnel Management issued a directive to all of the federal agencies that they need to spread out their workforce. They need to make sure that people are not in contact, because this thing could get really dangerous. And Trump, I love President Trump. He, just like Gorka was working for Trump and what he did, you guys, in InfoWars, I'll get back to that later. Trump, he nominated someone for Commissioner of Social Security, a guy named Andrew Saul, who is an old school Republican from New York
City. Now, wait a second, though. I really want the audience to get focused on what you're about to break here. So get into your news story, get back into that, but focus on what Frank is about to break here. No one else is reporting this. Go ahead, Frank.
Okay, so basically in the federal workforce, Trump's been doing a great job on cutting the federal workforce down. And basically, anytime you take away, he's taken away a lot of stuff that really wasn't needed. And I'm like, I'm all for that. You know, I think all of us can agree that the federal workforce is too bloated. But what is happening now is the new commissioner for Social Security canceled telework for all of the Social Security employees. And today was the day where 12,000 federal employees had to all show up in little cubicles and little box rooms, everyone breathing the same air. And it's like, do you not understand what's going on?
Now, but talk about how that's unprecedented, because normally this is done over the phone. Why would they make everyone come to a single meeting place?
What they're trying to do is they're trying to rein in the excesses of the federal workforce, and I applaud that. But what they're not understanding is these guys are like old school. They need to be on the ball quick. The commissioner of Social Security is not reading the directives from Health and Human Services and the Office of Personnel Management that says, do not congregate your workforce. And he's doing exactly that. And I think, unfortunately, because it's incompetence, he just doesn't know what the guy's doing. The guy's only been commissioner for 3 or 4 months. So, and that is the Trump is, he's surrounding himself with people that are giving him bad information, like Sebastian Gorka, with people that are globalists, okay? Because he doesn't know how to fill all these slots. And unless we come out and we hammer Trump and say, you know, there's the cult of personality does not exist. There's not an infallibility here. And if you look at what has happened to InfoWars, it'll be a year that I first came on InfoWars coming up. And I first came on because InfoWars was silenced. And that's why I came on this segment with being silenced. That's the whole reason I even came out as a libertarian conservative, is because of free speech. And Trump's done nothing for this. And now he's letting the federal government, with the deep state and with the commissioners for various agencies canceling everyone's telework across all of the federal workforce, he's potentially making super spreader centers at all the offices now. And we have to let Trump know that you have to do what you said you were going to do. You have to take on big tech. You do it. You have to fix government, but you can't just let them go. You have to be on top of your dogs. You got to rein them in. And unfortunately, I don't think he's doing that. And Dr. Shiva said, you know, he's surrounding himself with numbskulls. And I hate to say that, but I think it's just it's people that don't know what they're doing, and they're creating a very dangerous situation. And, you know, the whole thing with the AI, this all ties together. The reason that I even got reminded of this is because I was watching Harrison when Gorka went off on him and looked like an idiot. And I was like, that guy is a globalist, deep state establishment person who, as soon as Trump is gone, all of us are going to be gone. If we don't take over the Republican establishment, we have to become the Republican establishment. Yeah, Tario, the lady that's running against Pelosi, all of these, Dr. Shiva, who's running for Senate, we have to make these people the new establishment. We have to do that. And the only way that we're going to do that is all of us need to go out to our local area Republican central committees and get involved right now. And then you're going to become part of the Politico. And they're not going to be able to do this anymore. And you know why Gorka's so pissed? Because Gorka's, his whole show is called America First. And who else has America First? Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes is getting 4, 5, 6 times the viewership that Gorka is.
And by the way, and I'm just saying this too. I'm not this guy that likes to put people into boxes or play identity politics. Trust me, it's the last thing that I'll do. But I'm a patriot through and through. And so I'm not going to have some foreign-born, grifting, fake conservative, fake patriot Sebastian Gorka tell me I'm a kook and I'm a loon. I'm an American, bitch! I'm an American, bitch! Guess what, Seb?
Yeah,
you're jealous because you weren't born in this country, boy. You're looking at a real American right here, Seb. How do you like that? Sorry, go ahead.
You know, Owen, my iris is up, you know, and your iris is up. And we have to look back to our roots and our families were immigrants. He's an immigrant, and he's not like our forefathers that were immigrants that tried to assimilate and become American. He's trying to steal it. And he's a globalist. All these guys, the Groypers versus Conservative Inc. is just nationalism versus globalism. And we have to face that fact that we need to rid the globalists, or not rid them, because they're still on our side, but we have to let them know that they are not in charge. There would have been no Ron Paul without InfoWars. There'd be no Donald Trump without InfoWars. And there would have been no Q without InfoWars. And now now everyone is saying that InfoWars is gone and it's okay. I mean, this is so ridiculous. It just gets me so angry. And I need to calm down. But it's like,
no. You take a second to calm down. And I'm just going to do this in 60 seconds because it's really the wildest thing. And it's not something I've inserted myself in. I'm just consistent in being a free speech absolutist and giving everyone a platform. I mean, I literally give everyone a platform on the show. I don't care what your beliefs are. Say Fuentes is far right. I don't care. He has the right to speak. But this whole Fuentes thing is really like a strange phenomenon because I'll just tell you, I can't go into full detail. Maybe someday I will, folks. For obvious reasons, I've measured this. But like, the amount of people telling me to leave Fuentes alone or don't do this with Fuentes or don't, I don't even talk to the guy. I literally am never even talking to him except briefly when he comes on the show or when I'm trying to organize something with, he's like, don't talk to Fuentes. And then I have people coming after me saying, well, Fuentes said this, so therefore you believe it. That's not true either. It's like this crazy phenomenon. And it's all because one guy says something that really a lot of people could have said or should have said or have said, but he just combines it all together and then questions the establishment. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. But look, it's pretty obvious what's going on here with control over people trying to control now this Trump revolution.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I want to apologize to the callers that have been holding. I didn't make it clear, but I'm not going to be able to get to your calls. I apologize. We're going to have a lot of time to call in tomorrow. So all the callers on the line that have been holding, I apologize, but I just can't get to your calls today. But we'll have a lot of time to take calls tomorrow. I want to do a news blitz here and then go back to Frank Kavanaugh. He can respond to the news or get into anything else he wants to discuss. The CDC has now released a graphic showing which beards, mustaches, facial hair interfere with facial breathing masks. And boy, oh boy, if you don't see the writing on the wall here, folks, you know, and I've kind of decided this other thing too, instead of going with this whole thing where they want to do this, they want to do that. And it's easy to do that. It's we're all in this together, guys. And do you know where this takes us? It'll soon be illegal to have facial hair. This has the mark of tyranny all over it. And the coronavirus, whether it was planned this way or not, seems to be the tool of implementation. Very scary. Again, now up to 6 deaths in the U.S. Is that a big story? Is it not? I don't know. Are people getting the coronavirus and getting over it? Maybe. But I guarantee you more people have probably died from a Louisville slugger this year than coronavirus. But is that considered an outbreak? Now, this is wild. I've barely been able to look into this. I've been so busy. I've been on air for 5 hours now. But Tommy Robinson has been arrested again. And to my understanding, he basically had his daughter be groped at a pool. And he stood up to the guy that did it. And then he got arrested. I mean, your heart breaks for Tommy Robinson. It's just like, at what point do you just tell the guy, man, just retire, man. Just, you've been fighting this damn system so long. You deserve to have a life. But he probably wouldn't even do it anyway. Hillary Clinton, this is going everywhere right now. I mean, Tom Fitton, again, it's like the guy could bench press the world politically, but never get the title. Federal court orders deposition of Hillary Clinton on emails, Benghazi attack records after prior faulty testimony. Good. Bring that bitch back in there and question her. She belongs in jail. We all know it. Let's at least lock her up for a few years before she goes into hell where she ultimately belongs. Frank Kavanaugh broke an interesting news story about what's going on with the Social Security Administration, bringing a bunch of people into the room, the exact opposite of what the federal government was telling them to do to stop the coronavirus from spreading potentially. Frank, any other news you want to get to, response to the news I just covered or anything else before we sign off here today?
You know, I think what Tommy does is his life. You know, there's no way he could stop doing that. Could you stop doing what you're doing? You know,
I wish I could. It's the same thing. Like, I wish I could stop, man. It's a damn torturous endeavor to fight these demons. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing better.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I'm not on here because I'm going to gain anything. You lose friends, you get shunned, you lose business opportunities. You're branded with the scarlet letter of patriot for your whole life. And you know what? That's fine with me. And I'm sure that's fine with Tommy. I would rather go down in history in 100 years for having stood up for freedom than have $1 million in a second, because I have a soul and that's how we're going to win. Because we're actually coming from the spirit of light. We have souls. And that is what the whole AI thing, what they want to kill. And this is what I want to talk about. Just watching Cyrus, you talked to Cyrus and then Dr. Shiva. You know, Dr. Shiva is talking about lowering our immune systems, which is exactly it. They want to come in and kill the weak because they want to fill the strong and make them into biological robots that they can use. And what Cyrus was talking about, the AI thing, when there's a sentient AI intelligence that realizes itself, this is what's going to happen. The World Wide Web looks into every single home. You guys are looking into my home right now. I'm looking into InfoWars. There's a gazillion eyes everywhere and a gazillion microphones, and it can read all of our thoughts on our computers. And when the AI becomes sentient, what it's going to be is the manifestation of Satan on Earth. That's what it is. That's what all these globalists are trying to achieve, is the AI God. And they say it. They say it. They already have a church to the AI where they're going to worship the new AI God. That's all Kurzweil wants to do. That's all. I think Elon Musk probably already is tapped, man. You know,
which think about that, because now you're dealing with something. I mean, the Bible talks about fear of God. Well, OK, that's something else entirely. But they're trying to recreate that with the AI because they know how scary it is. They know how scary it is. So they're sitting here like, okay, we're creating this AI beast that could wipe all of humanity off the earth. Please, AI. Oh, we love you. Oh, the AI is God. Oh, yes, bow to the AI. As if that's going to save them from the AI flipping the switch and killing them with the rest of us.
Or, you know, Owen, they're just so consumed by success and power and money on this plane of existence. And they don't understand that they're a golden soul trapped in an animal body. And they succumb to the passions and the hungers and the wants that they think are important. And they're destined for hell. And they probably already know they're destined for hell. So they're like, let's go. You know, they are true saints.
Or let's take everyone to hell with us by bringing it to earth. And I forget the Bible verse. Maybe it's James. I'm not good at memorizing verses. But we fight not against flesh and blood, but against enemies unseen to man, or something like that. Probably a bad quote. See if you guys can find it. It's the most truthful thing ever, Frank. I mean, I've never had. There's so many powerful Bible verses. Everybody has their favorites or whatever. I've never had one that speaks to me more, because Ephesians 6:2, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the King James Version. There's obviously all kinds of different versions. But that's what it is. And let me tell you, there's so many different levels to this, Frank. They're playing the B-roll of that Tommy Robinson video. I'm not saying that the police that are there arresting Tommy Robinson are bad people. I'm saying that because their souls have been so sucked, because their minds have been so turned into mush, they can't even see how they're doing Satan's work. And so when you're in that position and you're looking at a fellow human who you know is about to do you wrong, there's multiple levels of evil. Some of them are not evil at all. Others are consciously evil. But you realize that, like the Bible verse says, you're not fighting against this physical presence, this physical whatever that's coming after you. It is demons. It is Satan. It is something occupying them. And there's different levels of occupancy that you get to understand better when you fight in this. But these cops are probably low-level demon occupied, just like the average human is on this plane. And so they just are doing their job. Then there's the other people that are actively trying to seek out Tommy Robinson and have him destroyed. This is just a microcosm of what we're dealing with, Frank. I just can't believe it. I mean, when you battle these people, when you battle against evil and you look a fellow human in the eye and they can't even comprehend where you're coming from, that's when you know they've lost their humanity. They have had their spirituality, their soul completely corrupted by demons, by Satan, by dark forces, whatever you want to call it.
And that's when you realize that you are in the modern day arena, in the Colosseum, and you are fighting lions. And there is thousands of those demon-possessed people that are possessed by minor demons that are watching you fight. And you're an example to them. And that's the most important thing. Not only the individual fight right there, but what Tommy's doing, everyone's seeing that, and he's inspiring everyone because he's filled with the spirit of light. And the other people are probably sociopaths to some extent. They just don't care. I'm doing my job. They're filled with the spirit of evil. And if you look at alcohol and all the people that are in prison or dead in the graveyard because of stupid things that they did when demons possessed them with alcohol, which alcohol gets its name from the Arabic of demon. It's like a demon thing. But, Owen, I want to say this before we go. I really think what Dr. Siever was saying about in China, that's what I was thinking about too. That's a demon right there. And that girl, she's not like that all the time.
Frank, you've only got 60 seconds. Get to what you want to get to here.
Okay. This is going to be the downfall of the Communist Party. I really think it is because people are so angry and the world should be angry. We should all demand that the Chinese Communist Party no longer has a right to exist. They've released a bioweapon on the world where the whole world's going to be bit by this bat flu. Okay. I'm in shock, really, Owen. That's all I wanted to say. I don't want to start cussing. I'm so angry about it.
No, it's unreal.
You know, thank you for having me on again. And I think right now it's so crucial for all patriots to understand that the quickening is happening right now. And we have to stand up and let your voices be heard everywhere. All politics is local. So just do that. And that if you can't do anything else, just go out and be yourself.
Be the spirit of light. Be the spirit of light in the world of darkness. Frank Cavanaugh, Full Metal MAGA. Thank you so much. That's what it is, folks. Be the spirit of light in a time of darkness. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room today. It's Texas Independence Day. We fly the Texas flag. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.